So good to be here in Newaygo County. I got a little lesson. We stayed in Fremont, but which is in Newaygo County. But now we're in Newaygo County, which I can relate to because I'm originally from Monroe in Monroe County. Are you guys following this? Everybody's following this. All right. So that's where we are right now. You know, it's great to talk about places that you know, that you love, that you've had a relationship with. You recall many years ago, I was thrilled to be doing a television show for Henry Ford Hospital called Minds of Medicine. It was a great show, and I believe in every way that we saved lives with that show. Maybe I can get to Bob Riney to maybe bring it back. But Bob Riney now worked his way up from the beginning to be the president and CEO of Henry Ford. Done a great job. Joshua Collins is my doctor there. Joshua and Summit Singla, who I've got to be seeing soon. Mary Jane Vogt, who we've known for years. These are all good people. And so when good people want to come on and talk about important topics, we open our arms and welcome them, and that's what we're doing right now with Dr. Craig Rogers, who's chair of the Department of Urology at Henry Ford Health. And we wish a happy birthday to the guest he brought along, Stan Finsilver, who is happily a prostate cancer survivor, which means he's going to have lots more birthdays. Happy birthday to you, Stan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome. And Dr. Craig Rogers, it is Henry Ford Health's Stand Up for Men's Health event coming up at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle to raise awareness for prostate cancer. How are we doing in that area, Doctor? Welcome to the show. How are we doing in fighting prostate cancer?
Thanks, Paul W. Well, this is an important topic, and that's why we're using a tool, humor, to bring attention to it, because it's the number one cancer in men, number two killer of men. 300,000 people will be diagnosed just this year alone. So we need to find ways to break down barriers that make it scary for men to go in and get tested. And it's just a simple test. So that's what we're trying to get across to everyone.
Well, is it the PSA test, is that back in favor again? Because there was a time they stopped doing it, and it really upset me because they didn't replace it that I was aware of with any other test. Even President Biden, they stopped doing the PSA test because apparently they stopped doing it for people 70. I don't want them to ever stop doing that test on me.
Yeah, so pendulum swing. It's gone from don't do it to have a conversation with your doctor. And we recommend getting tested for men earliest in their 50s, or if there's a family history, or for African-American men who have an even higher risk to get tested in their 40s. And it is just a blood test now, just a simple test.
What he's saying without saying it is, you don't have to be ready for the digital part of the test. Okay.
Correct.
And gentlemen of a certain age know exactly what I'm talking about. So that's a nice thing to know. And Stan Finsilver, you must be thrilled with where the technology is. Tell us a little bit about your story.
So when I was just doing my general health maintenance, I did the PSA, and it showed it was high. So we took a look at it. I went and met with Dr. Rogers, and we came to the conclusion that after doing the couple of other tests, which were not invasive or any of those other kinds of things, I found that I had minor prostate cancer at the time. And we wound up surveilling it, which is you just keep an eye on it because it's so slow growing, you may never really need to do anything with it. And over a matter of a few years, it was changing a little bit. And I came to the conclusion I didn't want to be looking over my shoulder. So I had several options, and I chose to have my prostate removed, which means that whatever cancer was there was also removed.
So, good for you. Good for you.
And I've been cancer-free since. Again, some fellas, I have some friends that chose other options, and again, they're having huge success in that too. Listen, as we get older, things change, and we have to change with it. But I decided I'd rather live longer than not. And that's when I decided to have it removed.
I am so thrilled for you. And I got to tell you, Doctor, please don't take this the wrong way, Dr. Craig Rogers. Maybe there are several cancers like this, but I don't know them. But when I've had friends who have prostate cancer, I say, what are you going to do? And they say, well, the doctor gave me four choices. I go, wait a minute. What four choices? If somebody has, liver cancer or kidney cancer or whatever, I don't know. Do they say, well, you've got four choices? No, but what is that all about, doctor? Is it because of the lifestyle and the changes that might happen that some people will say, well, I'm going to roll the dice. I may not live as long, but I'll still function the way I want to function as a man.
Yeah, I mean, with these choices, isn't it a good thing to have options where first men can decide, do I even need to treat or not, like Stan did, right? For a while, he was able to safely monitor it. And then when it declared itself, he was able to say, all right, I want to treat it, but then you can treat it different ways. And the technology keeps improving. Will it be a surgical option, a radiation option, an ablative option where you can tailor it, personalize it to that patient? Bottom line, if it's caught early, it's curable, like Stan's is.
Correct. And it's best, I'm not a doctor and I'm not challenging you, but I always think if there's cancer in your body, getting it out of your body as quickly as you can is a good thing. And sadly, I've watched the thing you mentioned, Stan, about, I think they used to call it waitful watching, or what was it called, doctor? Watching?
Watchful waiting. Active surveillance. Yeah.
And then I would watch the man then be told, oh yeah, it spread to your bones and there's nothing we can do. That's not an option in my world, but that's, you guys you're doing better than it's ever been done in fighting prostate cancer. I honestly didn't think prostate cancer would be around my entire life, or breast cancer for that matter. I really thought that we were going to get a grip on those things and end them. And I don't know, do you think we're at all close to that, well, Dr. Rogers?
We're getting there. That's the purpose of events like this, right? To, get the public and men aware for something that's scary to get tested. But if men get tested, they can find it early. And that's how we eradicate it, by people taking initiative, but all through, obviously, the science behind it. Even this event, the proceeds, the $25 entry, goes to our prostate cancer fund. And that's how we make innovations and discoveries to try to beat this disease.
Well, you are making a difference in a very big way, and we appreciate that. Stand Up for Men's Health, a live stand-up comedy event at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak this Thursday, in just a couple of days, May 7th, using humor to get people talking about this topic that many of us avoid, and we should not. And there will also be free on-site PSA blood screenings. I wish I could get there. This idea was inspired by you, Stan, a prostate cancer survivor and a patient of Dr. Craig Rogers, and God bless you both. Remember, it's May 7th. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 7 at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. Thank you, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle, for doing this again. 310 South Troy Street in Royal Oak. Tickets just $25. You can purchase them in advance or at the door. And all of the proceeds go to the Henry Ford Prostate Cancer Fund. Dr. Craig Rogers, God bless you for the work that you do here and the life-saving that we now have right here in front of us on his birthday, Stan Finsilver. Congratulations to you, Stan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul W.
All right, guys. I hope that you'll be able to go to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle this Thursday. It's a good thing, and especially since they're going to be doing a prostate cancer screening and do the PSA test, which is something that I've always felt strongly about, even when they tried to do away with it and insurance companies were trying to do away with it. Now it's back in favor, apparently, and that's a good thing. It only works if you get it. And I'm trying to tell myself that, too, because I'm a little late in getting to my doctor and doing all the things I am supposed to do. So if you run into Dr. Joshua Collins, tell him to call and bug Paul W. Smith to come in for a physical. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We continue in Focus at 11:43 on WJR.